Zhang Fu, The Organ Systems of Traditional Chinese Medicine by Jeremy Ross. Chapter 6. Zhang Fu. The Zhang Fu formed the central core of traditional Chinese medicine. Physiology and pathology are in terms of the Zhang Fu. The Zhang Fu may be regarded as the organ system of TCM, provided that it is understood that they do not so much refer to structure as to functional interrelationships, and that there is not necessarily a close correspondence between the Zhang Fu and the organ system of Western medicine. Origin of confusion. Considerable confusion has arisen in the past on the topic of the Zhang Fu for five main reasons. 1. Lack of sufficient accurate information on TCM. 2. Use of non-Chinese Asian material. 3. Overemphasize and misapplication of five-phase theory. 4. Theoretical inventions of Western teachers. 5. Application of Western thinking and Western concepts to TCM. In the early days of the Western College of Acupuncture, there was a serious lack of accurate information on the physiology and pathology of TCM. To compensate for this lack, material from Japan, Korea, Vietnam, and elsewhere was incorporated into course material and in some cases was further supplemented by the homegrown theories of certain Western teachers. The resultant mixture of material was often inaccurate, inadequate and confusing, and, by definition, not traditional Chinese medicine. A specific example of this was gross overuse and frequent misapplication of the theory of five phases, often mistranslated as the theory of the five elements. This arose partly from severe lack of knowledge of the eight principles patterns of and of Zhang Fu physiology, and in certain cases, colleges adopted the unfortunate position of teaching diagnosis and treatment largely or solely in terms of the five-phase theory. Since there is an excellent recent analysis of the importance of the five-phase theory by Kapchak and Bensky, it will not be considered further here. In the last few years, especially with the publication of certain excellent texts and with the availability of the 3 months preliminary and advanced acupuncture courses in Nanjing and elsewhere in the People's Republic of China, sufficient accurate information on TCM has become available. Although the adoption of this material by the Western colleges is a gradual and, in some cases, a slow process, it will eventually replace the confusing pastiche of non-Chinese material. Such concept as the theory of the five phases will then be seen in their proper context and perspective. The greatest remaining problem will be the strong tendency to apply Western thought processes and Western concepts to TCM. Western thinking tends to be reductive and analytic, attempting to separate the parts of the phenomenon from each other in order to study each part in isolation. Chinese thinking tends to be intuitive and synthetic, grouping phenomena together into patterns of functional interrelationships. TCM is a complete and self-sufficient system of logic which does not need the addition of concepts from the other sources in order to function satisfactorily in both theory and practice. Indeed, the mixing of Chinese and Western concepts or the misinterpretation and mistranslation of Chinese concepts in terms of Western terminology only leads to confusion. For example, the Western mind thinks of liver as a solid physical object and views its function in terms of its biochemical, histological, and anatomical structure. If the Chinese concept, gan, is translated as liver, then the Western mind tends to see the Chinese organ system in these Western terms. However, Chinese medicine thinks less in terms of structures and more in terms of functional interrelationships. And also, the functions of gan are not the same as those of the liver of Western medicine. TCM does not see the functions of gan as storage of glycogen, iron, copper, and vitamin B12, nor as production of heparin and prothrombin. In TCM, the main function of gan is promotion of the free flowing of qi. Furthermore, some Western organ systems, for example, the various endocrine organs, have no Chinese equivalent. And one Fu system, the Sanjiao, is purely a concept of physiological relationships without an associated physical organ. Attempts to link specific endocrine glands to specific Zhangfu or the Sanjiao to a specific Western system do not improve the clinical practice of TCM and usually produce further confusion. In this book, the Chinese names of Zhangfu are used throughout, and the sooner the Chinese names are adopted in the West and the use of Western terms in TCM abandoned, the sooner the Western confusion and misconception regarding Zhangfu will die down. The 12 Zhangfu. This book does not describe the Zhangfu in terms of either the organs of Western medicine or of the theory of five phases, but in terms of yin yang and the transformation and circulation of the substances. The function of the Zhangfu is to receive the air, food, and drink from the external environment and to transform these into the substances and the waste products. The waste products are excreted, and the substances circulated throughout the body and over the body surface. Within the body, substances circulate both within the outside of the Jinguo network, to supply all the system and tissues of the body. The Zhangfu are also responsible for maintaining a harmonious interaction between the body and the external environment. The six Zhang and their paired Fu are listed in Table 6.1, along with the Chinese name, Western name, and Western abbreviation for each. Zhang and Fu. The Zhang are relatively more yin, solid, and internal, and are responsible for the formation, transformation, storage, release, and regulation of the pure substances. Qi, Xue, Jing, Jingye, and Shen. The Zhangfu are relatively more yang, hollow, and external, and are responsible for the reception and storage of food and drink, and for the passage and absorption of their transformation products, and for the excretion of waste. Hence, the Fu are continually filling and emptying, filling with food and drink from the outside or with digestion products, and emptying these products into the next Fu, or voiding the waste materials to the outside. Table 6.1, Zhang and Fu. Chinese word of Zhang, Shen. English approximation is kidneys. Chinese words of Pi. English approximation is spleen. Chinese word Gan. English liver. Chinese Xin. English heart. Chinese Fei. English lungs. Chinese Xin Bao. English is pericardium. food organs. Chinese words, pangyang. English, bladder. Chinese, wei. English, stomach. Chinese, dang. English, gallbladder. Chinese, xiao chang. English, small intestine. Chinese, da chang. English, large intestine. Chinese word, san jiao. English, triple burner. In contrast, the zhang do not communicate directly with the outside and transform the impure products from the food into pure substances which they store and release. There are, of course, exceptions. They, although zhang, communicates directly with the external environment via respiration. Dang, although fu, receives, stores, and releases a pure substance, bile. And sanjiao is not associated with a physical organ, but can be regarded in terms of certain functional interrelationships of the other zhangfu. Finally, xinbao is largely disregarded as a zhang system, its functions being included under xin. The five zhang, xin, fei, pi, gan, and shen, are the heart of Chinese medicine, and are more important than the six food organ systems. The perception of a pattern of disease of the five zhang systems forms the central themes of diagnosis and treatment in TCM. Zhang Fu pairs. Some of the pairing of Zhang and Fu systems have considerable clinical relevance, while others do not. For example, there are very close links between Gan and Dang, Pi and Wei, and Shen and Pang Yang. However, the links between Xin and Xiao Chang and Fei and Da Chang are more tenuous, and patterns of disharmony of Xiao Chang and Da Chang tend to be included in patterns of disharmony of Pi and Wei, and to be treated by points on the Pi and Wei channels. The links between Xinbao and Sanjiao are especially valuable. Xinbao is not generally regarded as separate from Xin in the context of chronic disease, and the function of Xinbao in the protection of Xin and of Sanjiao in regulation of the water passages are far apart. Dang, Wei, and Pangang have few patterns of disharmony separate from their respective Zhang. Their physiology and pathology are mainly included in that of dominant Zhang system, though with emphasis more on the Yang external aspect related to digestion and excretion. Whilst these three Fu have relatively little existence separate from their Zhang organ system, their channels have a greater range of independent signs and symptoms, since Fang Yang, Dan, and Wei channels are the largest on the body. Summary: the Zhang Fu are the core of the TCM, just as they are at the center of the organizational framework of the body. To avoid confusion on this topic, it is essential to adhere to Chinese concepts and patterns of thinking, and not to mix these with concepts from any other system. For example, the Zhang Fu of TCM are a completely different set of concepts from the organs of Western medicine, and should not be confused with them. In this chapter, the function of the Zhang Fu were mentioned and Zhang and Fu compared. It was pointed out that some of the customary pairing of Zhang Fu may have been made more from reason of theoretical neatness than from genuine clinical observations. In chapters 7 to 11, each chapter discusses the functions, origins of disharmony, and patterns of disharmony of a Zhang system, with a separate section on its paired Fu. Chapter 12 deals briefly with Xinbao, and then in some detail with the difficult concepts of Sanjiao. Chapter 13 reviews the Zhang Fu in terms of functions and patterns of disharmony.